With this KLAM Sports Update for this Wednesday, April 24th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, what a busy day it was in track and field around Plymouth County. We had four different track meets going on involving an area school, so let's get right down to it on our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in girls track and field, the Cherokee Tomahawk Relays, where Lamar's Community Girls competed. The Bulldogs finished in fourth place as a team in the bigger school class with 108 points. MOC Floyd Valley won the big school division. Bishop Heelan was second. Spencer finished in third. The Bulldogs had four different winners. Long jump winner was Kenzie Neas, a jump of 16 feet, 3 1/4 inches. Shuttle hurdle team of Aubrey Lusink, Liberty Larson, Attic Dutt, and Claire Susamill take home the title there. 4x400 meter relay, it was Susamill, Sienna Cass, Claire Beetlespacher, and Maya Hogreave taking home the title. And the distance medley team of Beetlespacher, Ariana Westorf, Hogreave, and Marilyn Roller took home championships for the Lamar's girls, again placing fourth as a team in the team standings. We go now down to Lawton. The Lawton Bronson Invite having three Plymouth County teams. On the girls' side of things, it was a good day to be a KPWCRV Panther. The Panthers scored 147 team points, winning the title by a dominant 48-point margin over the host school Lawton Bronson. Hinton took home a third-place finish with 92 points. Galen Catholic brought home eighth with 16 points. Plenty of champions all the way around for the KPWCRV girls track team. 100 meter dash champion Julia Miletic, just under 13 seconds. 400 meter dash went to Natalie Schlanger. The 400 meter hurdles went to Peyton Trapp. Rachel Putzi wins the mile and the 2 mile in dominant fashion as per usual. Lexi Gilbert was second in the long jump, and it was the 4x400 meter relay team of Brooklyn Bielner, Peyton Trapp, Katie Lloyd, Natalie Schlanger bringing home a gold medal for the Panthers. For the Hinton girls, it was Bailey Boovie going to Drake in the 100-meter hurdles, proving why, taking home a title in 15.81 seconds. 800-meter run goes to Cadence Peters, just under 2.5 minutes. And Lauren Kunkel sweeps both throws. She wins the discus and the shot put. Morgan Divis took home a second-place finish, the Blackhawks going 1 and 2 in the shot. 4x800-meter relay, this team's been so good. They've been good. They were good again. Gabby Friesen, Ava Lang, Casey Allen, Cadence Peters, a time of 10:19:59 to win the title. Galen Catholic's top finish of the meet was Samantha Zubrod, a third-place finish in the girls' discus at 93 feet, 10 inches. We'll continue in girls' track, going to a different meet once again, the West Lyon meet, where Akron Westfield was competing. The Westerners placed fourth in a very tough field that saw West Lyon score 188 points, Boyden-Holrock Valley 159, Central Lyon 137, and then Akron Westfield there in fourth with 31 points. The top finish for the Westerners on the day was Emma Rolfes, a second-place finish in the 400-meter dash in a time of 1:10:13. Finally, in girls' track, at the John Lagerschult Relays at OABCIG, Remsen St. Mary's brought home a sixth-place finish with 45 points. South Central Calhoun won the meet. OABCIG was second. Westwood took home third. Claire Schrader, a really nice showing once again. 100-meter dash champion by 1/100 of a second. She wins the title at 13.3 seconds. She also wins the 100-meter hurdles at 16.6. 7 seconds, and I know you're going to be shocked to hear this, but the Remsen St. Mary's girls shuttle hurdle team won another meet, 1:10:52, their time to bring home a gold at OABCIG yesterday. We'll now move over to boys track and field. We'll go back to the Lawton Bronson Invite, where Bishop Heelan claims the title at 143 points. Top Plymouth County finish was from Hinton. The Blackhawks finished in sixth with 58 points. A lot more bigger schools on the boys side of this meet. KPWCRV took home a seventh place finish with 37 points, and Galen Catholic finished in 8th with 31 points. Boys highlights on the meet for KPWCRV. Bo Goodwin with the top finishes for the Panthers. So the high jump, he takes 2nd place at 6 feet 4 inches, and he jumps 20 feet 7.5 inches, and that wins the long jump pretty convincingly. For the Hinton boys, the 100-meter dash championship went to Daniel Blackwell, and the 400-meter dash title went to Gabe Anderson. Best finish for Galen Catholic on the night in the 110-meter hurdles, it's another Drake Relays participant, Cole McCarty brought home a third-place finish. Boys info from the West Lyon meet. Akron Westfield took home a fourth-place finish, much closer. Central Lyon was first, West Lyon second, and Boyne Hall Rock Valley took home third. Of course, you know where you're going with this. In the throws, Ian Blau, the defending state champion, both the discus and the shot put. He won both events. We'll start in the discus, where he went 138 feet 1 inch, and then he just unloaded on a poor old defenseless shot in the shot put. He went 61 feet in the shot put. That was good for a meet record, and of course a new personal record, as well as a school record. It is also the best shot put mark in the state this year. Regardless of big school, small school, where you threw it at, doesn't matter. Ian Blau now leads the state in the shot put. That's going to look pretty good heading into the Drake Relays. Some good running events as well for Akron Westfield. Dawson Chobaugh, how about your champion of the 1600 meter run at 5:51.67, and the 4x800 meter relay team of Noah Boy, Danon McKee, Tanner Frericks, and Regan McKee take home the title in 9:18.1 seconds. We go now from track to girls soccer, where the Lamar's Community girls soccer team defeated Sioux City East by a score of 4-3, and it was kind of looking like a deja vu experience for the Bulldogs in that one. It was Zoe Wickup who scored her third goal of the match in about the first minute or so of the second half. That put the Dogs up 3-0. The next 20 minutes saw that lead vanish, very similarly to the way the Bulldogs lost to Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln a week ago on this field. But head coach Kayla Coatman says the Bulldogs did a much better job of playing not to lose down the stretch of the match.
When it comes down to it, we told them we have to have the mindset when we get a three-goal lead that we're going to win it. And we can't keep playing on our heels and playing not to lose. We got to keep attacking, taking good shots, making sure we're not, you know, turning over the ball every single time we get an attack, and actually do something with it and keep those leads and keep forcing us to try to play to win.
By the way, that fourth goal was Zoe Wickup's fourth goal. That's 9 goals in 2 games, by the way. She's one of the top 10 best goal scorers in the state of Iowa. Again, the Bulldogs win over Sioux City East 4-3. Other girls soccer scores of the MRAC: Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln, 5-0 winner over Sioux City West. Thomas Jefferson wins 1-0 over Sioux City North in penalty kicks. And fourth-ranked Bishop Heal and a Mercy Rule winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton by a score of 10-0. Boys soccer in the MRAC: the Lamar's boys took a tough loss to Sioux City East on the road last night, a 5-3 victory for the Black Raiders. Giovanni Cabongo had a pair of goals, Jacob Pluger scored another, and Dennis Hernandez had an assist for the Bulldogs in the losing effort. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln, a 4-1 winner over Sioux City West. Second-ranked Bishop Heelan, 2-0 shutout winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Sioux City North beat Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 5-1. Now to the golf course in girls' golf for the Missouri River Activities Conference duel taking place at Willow Creek Golf Course in Lamar's yesterday. Sergeant Bluff Luton, a 197-210 winner over Lamar's in that contest. And for the Bulldogs of the first three meets of the year, it's been a big problem for head coach Dave Irwin. That problem is that he's got too many girls that can give the team low scores on the varsity roster. He says that does give the team some reliability no matter who they go up against.
We got 8 girls probably that can golf varsity at any given time. And, you know, when from a coaching standpoint, if you can count on some decent numbers, you have an opportunity to shoot well. And we saw that when we had our abbreviated invite, you know, the makeup on Monday, and then, you know, today against Sergeant Bluff, we had a bunch of different girls bring in some scores.
Yeah, Taylor Mackey had the low score for the Bulldogs, shooting a 50. Meta and Maya Scove go 52 and 53 respectively, and freshman Josie Mesher adds a 55 as the other scoring golfer in the loss to Sergeant Bluff Luton. In Wargo Conference girls golf, it was Galen Catholic defeating Remsen St. Mary's 214-227 behind a medalist effort from Rizaya Sitzman, who shot a 51 for the Jays. But that's not always been the case, with plenty of other girls having a major contribution on the scoreboard this year. Head coach Jen Kurth says she has an enviable position, with every girl leading the way at some point this season.
I have 6 girls that I can rely on night in and night out. One good thing about my team is that they have all medaled in a meet so far. So I'm not sure many teams can say that they have all top six players medal in a meet. So I am happy to say that I do have that, and I have girls that I can rely on all the time.
Also on the leaderboard, Zoe Vasura shot a 52. Octavia Gallus of Remsen St. Mary's a 52. Lindsay Ryder, also in the top four for the Jays, with a 55. Akron Westfield a 195-243 win over South O'Brien. Laney Schutneck shot a 48 to medal for the Westerners. Hinton beat Sioux City East 203-220 behind a medalist effort from Ashlyn Kramer with a 46 in that non-conference duel. Hartley Melvin Sanborn 235 to forfeiting over George Little Rock. Harris Lake Park 230 winner over West Sioux, who also had to forfeit. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson River Valley wins their home triangular yesterday with a 196, 20 strokes better than Ridgeview's 216. Sydney Duskett and Jordan Sitzman each shoot 44 to lead the Panthers in the win. In boys golf yesterday in the Warrego Conference, Remsen St. Mary's got a much-needed 165-166 one-stroke victory over Galen Catholic, and it was nice to see the Hawks get the winning end of that one after having some tough losses in the Warrego Conference schedule that saw them lose three matches in a row with an average team score of 179. Head coach Tim Osterman says the guys just simply did what they needed to do to beat the Jays.
And we just hit our mark tonight. Colin Holman shot really well. Whenever you have a 37, that usually helps quite a bit. That, you know, four significant strokes in a lot of different cases. So, and he's been coming along really well this whole year. Hunter's done a really good job of kind of keeping a low score. Really happy with Caleb Gravenish tonight. You know, a couple, you know, last week against Trinity Christian, he hits a 72 in the wind. Comes all the way back today and shoots a 42. So, really happy with him.
Also on the leaderboard, Landon Ryder shot a 40 for the Jays. He was second to Colin Holman's 37 for Remsen St. Mary's. Hunter Pick also shot a 40 for the Hawks, and Dawson Barthel shot a 41 for Galen Catholic. Akron Westfield 162-184 winner over South O'Brien in boys golf. Jackson Newbrand, the medalist for the Westerners, with a 39. Carter Wilkin also shot a 39 for Akron Westfield. MMCRU sets a new school record with a 155 over Trinity Christian's 193. Camden Bork medals with a 36. Braden Olson, 38 in second. Kyler Bork, a 40. And Caben Olson shot a 41. How about that? Congratulations to the Royals on a new school record, team low. George Little Rock beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 185-192. And Harris Lake Park, 181-191 winner over West Sioux. Western Valley Conference boys golf saw Kingsley Pearson River Valley win their triangular with the at Correctionville. The Panthers shot a 145, got some really low scores. Vincent Kohling shot a 35 individually, Tyler Cook a 36, and when you can take those two scores, you're doing some good things. Coach Dirksen's very happy about that as the Panthers get a win in Correctionville. All those scores and more are found on our website at KLEM1410.com, as are more interviews with those coaches that you heard throughout our sportscast. You can check all that out at KLEM1410.com. We'll wrap up with the only thing on the sports schedule today. It's the CYO Golf Tournament in Fort Dodge featuring Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's. They're playing 18 holes out in Fort Dodge. Again, for more sports information and news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.